This is Twit.
Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Excited to be here. Excited to find out that Pearl is, in fact, not dead, because I was just writing some this morning and it was all working. So I'm excited to find that out.
And Jim, where are you speaking to us from?
I am speaking to you from my home office in Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo, where we actually first met, I think. Did we meet at a conference before that? I can't remember.
I think we did. I think we met at an early OSCON, which, as you'll know, was the Pearl Conference for several years until they turned it into OSCON and brought in all the other languages. But it was originally the Pearl Conference. But I think it was OSCON already when we met.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because it was the Pearl Conference for like the first 2 or 3 years. And then it became the Pearl Conference with some more open source. And then it became sort of OSCON, of which the Pearl Conference was a huge track. And then it was just OSCON, and then the Pearl track became smaller and smaller. So it sort of disappeared.
Actually, as you're saying that, it's reminding me, it was in San Diego when Stonehenge, you guys set up, I think it was a Doom thing, where you had computers all set up in the bar, like all networked together. And everybody could come in and just play those. That was the year that's the year that I met you. I remember that now. It was in San Diego. That was awesome.
Yeah. You know, I miss those Stonehenge parties. I really miss them. We were the biggest party, the biggest unofficial party, because I never actually bought in to O'Reilly. There was some sort of funding you had to do to pay O'Reilly to have an official party. And so my buddy Bill Harp, rest his soul, used to set up these huge parties. And we made everyone think we were spending 20 or 30 grand, but in secrecy, it was actually about 5 grand. And all I needed was one new client. I think actually you and I chatted at one of those parties, and I got to start working with you over at the university, right?
Yep. I think it all came out of that. So we started at that, and then we started working together on a bunch of projects at University of Buffalo. And then it led into, as we were working together on that, I ended up bringing Yapsi, which I think we'll get into, the conferences that the Pearl Foundation gets involved with, brought Yapsi to Buffalo. And so while we were working together, we also had Yapsi in Buffalo. So yeah, there was all kinds of stuff going on at that time.
We should probably spell out that Yapsi is yet another Pearl conference for the people, because there's a few people here who probably haven't heard of Pearl, which is, I don't know why they're listening to today's show, but anyway, it's going to be great. Yeah. So the real reason I brought you here was because you have had the role of being the president of the Pearl Foundation, for how long?
So I did it for a couple years. I've had a bunch of roles. I was conference chair, and then I was vice president, and then I was president for a while. And then Karen Pauly took over for a while. She was in for a couple years, and then she stepped down a year and a half ago, I think. And then I came back in as president. So I've been on and off a few times. So I don't know. I haven't added it all up to see what the total time was yet, but seems like forever. No, it's a long time.
Okay. And has it always been called the Pearl Foundation?
So it has, but as you said, and this to get into like sort of the where the Pearl Foundation came from, it was originally created as a way to provide insurance for Pearl events. So as we talked about, the O'Reilly used to be the Pearl Conference before it was OSCON, and there were some people that wanted to get together. It was West Coast. People wanted to do some stuff on the East Coast. They wanted to have a small conference. They couldn't call it the Pearl Conference, so they called it Yet Another Pearl Conference. That's where the Yapsi comes from. So when they actually created things, it was called Yet Another Society. So, yes. So there were some different names for the Pearl Foundation when it first started out as Yet Another Society, which is a fun inside joke. But like Yapsi, Yet Another Pearl Conference, it was confusing for people who were not sort of in on the joke, if you will, like your boss when you're asking for funding to be able to go to this conference. So over time, we have, although it's still on the official documents as Yet Another Society, we added the doing business as the Pearl Foundation so that people would understand who we were, what we did. And likewise, we're able to use the Pearl Conference name again for the conferences as well. So now the foundation name makes sense and the conference name makes sense.
Well, there are still Yapsis all around the world. Or are they also shifting naming to the Pearl Foundation, a Pearl Conference?
So North America has gone to the Pearl Conference. The EU, those are the two big ones, they both have gone to the Pearl Conference. Some of the other events still have used the Yapsi. And what we used to do is we would piggyback on the way modules are named in Pearl with the kind of double colon. So we would do Yapsi, :NA, and that would be North America, and then EU, and then Japan, Brazil, Australia. And there have been events all over the world. And so sometimes they still keep the YAPSE name, and sometimes they're tacking on the Pearl Conference so that people know what it is.